Reed Show is brought to you by new Micrin Oral Antiseptic. Micrin fights germs that come with colds, fights bad breath, and lasts hours longer. Micrin.
No, Miss Palmer, I don't know what could be wrong.
What are you doing?
I understand.
Get away from there. Are you eavesdropping?
Are you clinic?
He's talking long distance to Honolulu.
Yeah, Mrs. Palmer.
I'll be there as soon
Mrs.
as I
Palmer
can.
Mrs. Palmer from Hilldale?
Something's happened to Penny. Oh, Daddy, what is it?
Daddy, is anything wrong? What happened to
Penny? Penny had an accident. She fell off a surfboard. At first, they didn't think it was serious, but now it appears she can't walk. Well, Mrs. Palmer wants me to come over.
Clear to Honolulu?
Yeah, of course, I'll have to get Brady to take my calls and... Darling, why don't you come with me?
Me?
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, but you two have...
We'll get Mrs. Morley to stay with us.
Well, sure.
Oh, this is ridiculous. I can't go to Honolulu.
Why not?
I have nothing to wear.
Well, all you need is a grass skirt.
Oh, come on now, honey. My expenses are paid. It'll cost so little more for you to go.
But, Alex...
Come on, don't butt Alex me. Start packing.
But, Alex,
I'll help you.
Mary,
it's your big chance.
But, Jeff...
Now, look, darling, you know you've always wanted to go to Hawaii.
I know, but before we go, can I put the hamburger in the refrigerator, please?
Oh,
Stop coughs with Arestin. Arestin. A concentrated cough medicine your whole family can use. Arestin is made for stubborn coughs. Coughs of colds, flu, bronchitis. It has a cough arrester as effective as codeine, but non-narcotic. A cough arrester is so safe that Arestin concentrates 10 milligrams into every spoon. Twice as much as most other brands. So switch off your cough. And get a rest. Get a restin'. The concentrated cough medicine with more relief in every spoon. A restin', the little bottle that stops big coughs. By Johnson & Johnson.
When they brought Penny in. She didn't look too bad to me. Contusions, abrasions, but we get that kind of thing all the time, you know. Especially when there's a heavy surf running.
Well, the traffic lights turned yellow.
Oh, we'll make it. I started out driving an ambulance. Yeah, me and my buddy Paul, that's Dr. Phillips. He used to ride with me all the time when he was doing his residency at the General. Wonderful fellow. Fine doctor, too. Well, when he and Doc Kendall started the Pacific View Clinic, why, I was the first guy they hired. You know, kind of a do-everything guy around them.
There's a car pulling out ahead.
First trip to the islands, Doc?
Yeah. First trip for both of us.
Imagine that. 4,000 miles just to make a house call. I'm not a medic, you understand. But I'll bet you a week's pay that Palmer kid's problem is right up here.
Thanks, Rudy. I'll keep your diagnosis in mind.
Okay. Doc Kendall's waiting for you at the clinic. Want me to drop you off at the hotel first?
No, you can drop me at the clinic first and then take Mrs. Stone to the hotel. All right, darling?
Fine. Any place.
Dr. Kendall, when were these taken?
About an hour after Penny was brought in. You can see there's nothing there.
Hmm. Any signs of shock?
None. When she was brought into the treatment room, color was good, pulse, respiration normal. She was a healthy 12-year-old girl who'd fallen off a surfboard. She was kidding about it. She had something exciting to tell her friends about back in Hilldale.
Then what?
Then I gave her a general anesthetic, knock her out, while I sutured up a cut on her arm. No problems, no complications. When she came to consciousness, she couldn't move her legs.
Hmm. Nerve responses?
Fine. Which leaves us with two conclusions. Either she's malingering, like any youngster faking an excuse to stay in the islands, or she's suffering from hysterical paralysis.
Well, you can eliminate the malingering. I've taken care of that kid since she was born. She's not the type.
That's too bad. I was hoping for the easy way out. All right, hysterical paralysis, which results from a violent emotional shock. Now the question. What was it? When did it happen? Now, Doctor, you know Penny's background. Do you have any clues?
Well, she lost her father about 3 months ago. See, Penny was an only child. She was deeply devoted to her father and never fully accepted the fact that he was gone. But that in itself is not our answer.
That is right.
Excuse me. Am I interrupting anything?
Hello, Paul.
Just dropped by for a moment. They told me Dr. Stone was here. How do you do, Doctor?
How do you do?
Doctor, my associate, Dr. Paul Phillips.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Paul's left me to run the store for 2 weeks while he plays sailor.
Reserve duty, you know the bit?
Yeah.
Well, I've got to drop in occasionally and check up on Smiley here.
Smiley?
Oh, excuse me. Am I interrupting something important?
Well, everything we do is important. We're medical men. Dr. Stone, this is Kimi Makihara, our head nurse.
How do you do, Miss Makihara?
She manages everything around here, including us.
Miss Makihara is known as Mac. I mention this doctor because if you call her by any other name, she won't answer.
Some of the name they call me, nobody would answer. Take jacket off and slip in, please.
What's this for?
You are going to see Mrs. Lindsay in room 312 to discuss diet.
Mac, I'm not here. I'm in the Navy. Look, Dr. Kendall knows the case.
Dr. Kendall has a house call. Besides, what is more important, the Navy or ladies' diet? After all, a ship doesn't have to worry about getting back its figure. Please.
We have nothing to say around here.
Oh, you say everything, and I just do what you say. Dr. Stone, have you seen Palmer Girl?
No, not yet. I'm going over there right now.
How's she doing?
No change. I brought Stone up to date. It looks like hysterical paralysis.
What was the shock?
That, I'm afraid we don't know.
I haven't been close to this case, but I saw the girl in the treatment room, and she wasn't in shock then.
Maybe we're in the wrong line of work, Paul.
Say, where are Janet and Penny staying?
Oh, they have a cottage over near the beach. It's about 5 minutes out of town. I'll call Rudy. He'll drive you over.
No, don't bother, please.
Doctor and Mrs. Stone came from the airport with Rudy. I think one ride is enough for one day. I am going to see Penny on my way home, so I will drive you over, Doctor.
Ah, oh, thanks, Mac.
Mrs. Lindsay in 312, and Dr. Kendall, don't forget your hot chocolate.
Mac.
Yes?
Did I have any calls?
Yes, they are called from Linda and Jean and from Denise and from Carla and from Pussycat.
Pussycat?
You know, like, meow.
Goodbye, Doctor.
Meow?
Now, Penny, I want you to try and remember everything that happened after they took you to the clinic.
I remember Mac and Dr. Kendall were there. Mm-hmm. I was lying on a table, and Dr. Kendall gave me a shot with a needle.
Now, that was the anesthetic to put you to sleep.
The next thing I remember, I was looking up at my father.
Now, you know, Penny, your father is dead.
I know, but I saw him.
Penny, are you sure it wasn't just a picture like that one that you carry in your mind?
No, it was him. He was real. He was real.
All right, Penny. Okay. Then what happened?
I closed my eyes, and when I opened them, he was gone. That's all I remember until I was in a room. I tried to get up, but my legs wouldn't work. What's wrong, Dr. Stone?
Well, you see, Penny, the nerves that tell those muscles what to do, they're sort of like electric wires. You have a loose connection someplace. We just have to try to find out where it is. Don't worry. I promise you, you'll be back out on that crazy ironing board in no time. See you tomorrow, surfer.
Well, darling.
I found my way over from the hotel.
I poured you a cold drink, Alex.
Oh, thank you, Janet.
How's Penny? How is she?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, Janet. I just don't know. Obviously, it's a case of hysterical paralysis.
Hysterical?
That's the medical term. You might call it emotional paralysis. It's a result of a severe emotional shock. But that's where we're stumped. We don't know when or where the shock occurred, nor what caused it.
Well, suppose you did know what caused it.
Well, then we'd have something to work on. Oh. Darling, this is Miss Mackie Hara, head nurse at Pacific View.
Well, how
this
do
is
you
my
do?
Wife.
How do you do, Mrs. Stone?
Sit down, Mac.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. You have a brave little girl, Mrs. Palmer. How do they say in New York, she has a plenty of moxie?
Janet, tell me, has Penny ever mentioned, she ever mentioned seeing her father?
Several times.
She told Dr. Kendall about it, but he felt it was a natural thing that she would imagine.
Under the anesthetic. You see, my husband was a Navy flyer, and he was killed 3 months ago. We spent our honeymoon here in the islands. I wanted to come back. Besides, I thought it would do Penny good. Get away from Hilldale, the house, and the memories.
Alex, isn't there anything you can do?
Oh, yes, yes. Well, I'll check with Dr. Kendall first, but I think we ought to take Penny back to the clinic and try to recreate everything that happened the day of the accident. We'll use pentothal.
Will it be painful?
Well, not at all.
No, it's just sort of a hypnotic half-sleep in which she'll relive the emotional experiences of that day. And maybe we'll find the one we're looking for. We've got to.
To fight the germs that come with colds, flu, and sore throat, you should use a mouthwash. But wait, how effective is your mouthwash? To find out what it really does inside the human mouth, a leading university conducted careful clinical tests comparing the leading mouthwashes, including new Micrin oral antiseptic. This chart shows their findings. Ordinary mouthwashes reduce germ count, but almost immediately germs multiply and grow back. But now watch Micrin. It kills germs on contact, and Micrin keeps the number of germs much lower for a much longer time. Micrin, proved more effective hours longer than any other mouthwash. Against the germs that come with colds, flu, and sore throat. Against the germs that cause bad breath. New Mint Blue Micrin by Johnson & Johnson. Proved more effective hours longer than any other mouthwash.
Look out now. Beep, beep.
You like this room, Penny? It was special reserved for you.
I'd rather be on the beach.
Ah, so you'd rather be on the beach, huh? Okay, I tell you what. I'm going to get a bucket of sand, and then I'm going to dump it into the bed before I put you in. Hey, I tell you what. We got a couple of fish and let them swim around in there, too, huh?
Rarity.
Boy, have you got it easy. Put your arm around me. Now, take it easy now. Here we go. All you got to do is lie in this nice, comfortable bed and snooze. And the doctors, they do all the work. Huh? What a racket you got. Easy. There we go.
When Dr. Kendall and Dr. Stone are finished, will I be able to walk?
They're going to do everything they can. We all are.
Are you kidding? You're going to be running around in no time. Hey, I'll tell you what. When you get on your feet again, you put on your dancing shoes, and then you and me are going to go out and show them how it's done. Huh?
Can you dance?
Can I dance? Can I? Mac, tell her.
You know Fred Astaire?
Sure.
Well, finish.
Rudy told him everything he knows.
She's laughing. You don't believe it, huh? Okay, just watch this. Now we limber up a little, see? All right, now I want you to watch the terpsichorean detail of my pedal extremities. That's medical for feet. Ready? Hey! Hey! Hi, Doc. I was just,
dancing.
You see?
Hi, Penny. Mac.
How's it
going? I think we should have
all... Dr. Phillips. Oh. Well, I thought you had a social engagement tonight.
Just leaving. I talked to Dr. Stone earlier. He said you were putting the Palmer girl through recall tonight.
Yeah.
You want me to stay around?
No, no, Stone will be here. Go on out and enjoy the military life as long as it lasts.
Good luck.
Paul, give my regards to Pussycat.
Me?
Something troubles you, Doctor?
Yes. Another worried mother is putting a child in the hands of the all-knowing doctors, hoping for a miraculous cure.
Oh, it is possible. I have seen you perform a great many miracles.
This doesn't feel like the night.
Do you mind if I say I don't agree?
No, I don't mind.
Doctor, when Dr. Stone and I was with Penny this afternoon, she spoke of her father again.
Oh, yes?
She's very sure that she saw him. Could this have been the shock that causes the paralysis?
No. Hallucination could not cause it.
Dr. Kendall?
Hello, Kendall here.
Dr. Stone's here and the Palmer girl's ready.
All right, I'll be right in. Let's go.
Let's try for the miracle.
All right.
I know how you feel, Janet. Waiting is the worst.
Only I could be in there with her.
The doctors feel it's better if we stay out here. It won't be much longer.
Talk to her. She'd be more receptive to your voice than mine.
Penny, you are asleep, but you can hear me. It's the afternoon you fell off your surfboard. So we brought you to the clinic. You're lying on a stretcher table, and Rudy's rolling you down the hall.
It's funny lying on your back, being rolled along. All you can see is the ceiling.
Well, now you're in a treatment room, Penny. Rudy is standing one side at the table, and I am at the other. Here comes Dr. Kendall.
What's the needle for? Do I have to go to sleep?
No, we're just going to sew up the cut on your arm. You won't feel anything. You're just going to be asleep and sound asleep.
Now, Mac, bring her to the awakening. This is the important thing to watch. When Penny said that she came to momentarily.
Penny, you see light. You find yourself lying on a table. You are not fully awake, but you see people around you.
There's Mac. And Rudy. And Dr. Kendall. And... Daddy! Daddy! I can't talk! You can't hear me! Please hear me, Daddy!
Don't close your eyes, Penny. If you do, you'll be gone. Keep your eyes open, Penny. That's right. Now, what does your father look like?
He's in his uniform. With the gold braid on the cap. His Navy uniform. Daddy?
Close your eyes, Penny. That's right.
I think that's it. We've got it.
Got what? What do we got?
It was so simple we couldn't see it.
Hey, Doc, what do we got?
I'm sure you're right.
Please, what do we got?
You know, Rudy, we have been very stupid. Penny said she saw her father, yet she could not have been seen her father, but yet she must have seen her father to cause the paralysis. What do we do?
Find him.
It will not be simple. Rudy, come with me. I need your help.
Yeah, but where are we going?
To find the Dr. Philip, quick. Oh.
86.
Who am I calling?
Lorraine Justin.
Lorraine Justin. Hello, Miss Lorraine Justin, please. This is the Pacific View Clinic. Is Dr. Paul Phillips there? Well, do you know where I might find him? I see. Thank you. Maurice Spencer. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Selma Gregory, please. Hello, is Dr. Paul Phillips there? This is emergency. Have you seen him? Thank you.
Hello, Miss Marie Spencer? Is Dr. Paul Phillips there, please? Oh, have you seen him? Thank you, doll.
There is quite a resemblance.
Dr. Kendall and Dr. Stone, come to room 12 quickly.
I remember that day in the treatment room. She opened her eyes, she looked at me, but she wasn't fully conscious. She's waking up.
Daddy. You're not my daddy.
No, I'm not. I'm sorry, Penny. But I am the one you saw. And now you can walk again.
I can. Mommy, I can walk.
You see, Doctor, tonight was the night.
The Donna Reed Show will continue after word from Campbell's Soup Company.
New barbecue beans from the Campbell folks. The newest beans in town. With a fresh off the open fire flavor. A flavor that wins hands down. Nothing like them ever before. Three kinds of beans. California Pinks, Great Northerns, and Tender Baby Limas. All together in Campbell's tomato barbecue sauce. Tangy yet mild. New barbecue, new Campbell's barbecue beans.
Oh, Janet, this is a lovely party.
Sure is.
What you and Alex have done, I can never repay you.
Well, we'd hate to leave, Janet, but I'm afraid Donna and I will have to say goodbye soon.
Aloha, Doctor. Aloha means goodbye, but it also means come back. Aloha.
Thank you, Matt.
Hello, Doc. Mrs. Stone?
Hello. You have time to dance once more.
Oh. Would you like to dine?
Yes, I'd like to.
Oh, honey, let's not go home.
No, what about the children?
We'll just bring them over and we'll all be beachcombers.
The Donna Reed Show was brought to you by Johnson & Johnson, makers of Arestin, nose drops and spray. 2-in-1 nasal relief. Next week's sponsor will be Campbell Soup Company.
Film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.